And opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, June 24th? Eight? No, it can't be 24th. I have no clue what the day is, right?
It's
good. And the reason why is that I work overnight and the days tend to mesh into each other. So why just to say it's June?
I understand.
Erin Green is the one who tells me this is the correct date,
yes.
Right? So today I have an author in the studio. And I'm excited because the author is one of those distant cousins of mine. And I'm saying, hey, come in, let's talk about this. He also attends the same school as my child, so I'm excited about that. And he's doing big things, major things. He's a trailblazer, and a number of people are giving him accolades. And I said, I shall join in to this chorus and join in by giving some accolades because it's not usual to have someone so young, to be so talented, to be so brave enough to put their pen into the pages and then create stuff. And it's a proud moment. I'm proud of you, right? Especially knowing your age. And say, man, at 11 years old, I wasn't doing this, right? I was drawing cartoon figures, you know, He-Man and She-Ra. But to know that you are an author at age 11, just in grade 7, growing in grade 8, is something to commend you and also to commend your parents too. So without further ado, I want to introduce to you 11-year-old Taraj, I pronounce. Go ahead. You talk to me in the mic, Owen. Taraj Cox. You're not 11, you're 12 now?
I'm 13.
No, see, you're older than I thought.
Justin.
No problem. Congratulations on being 13. When is your birthday?
June 19.
Your birthday just gone?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 13 years old. Well, 13, I'm doing big things. I was just learning how to travel by myself and playing soccer. So that you're at an appropriate age at that time. And I want to get a narrative of you, too. So this is Mr. Taraj Cox, 13-year-old Taraj Cox. He just published a book called A Teenager's Guide to Following Christ, right?
Yes,
and I want to know about the book, and I will read the back of it, the blurb. It says, this is a short book created by a young Christian teenager named Taraj Cox. The purpose of this book is to help non-Christians who aren't interested in Christ find and learn about him and to help believers grow and to learn more about God. In this book, I speak about what it means to be a Christian and how to live out your faith, the core beliefs of a Christian, how to grow as a Christian and love God, how to overcome sin, that's a big thing there, and temptation, what repentance is, why is it important, and how we can truly repent. These are big topics, especially big topics for a 13-year-old. And I thank you for correcting me for the correct age. But I want to know who's Taraj Cox. I need to get a proper narrative. So introduce yourself formally, your correct name, so I can pronounce it correctly, your age, school, and then I'll get into the book and you tell me why you decided to write this.
Okay, so my name is Taraj Cox. I'm 13 years old and I attend Sanant. I am interested in things like theology and philosophy and find myself engaging with atheists, Muslims, skeptics, agnostics, people like that. And I decided to start writing this book when I was 12 years old. And yeah.
And now it's published.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I'm going to the narrative of how you got it published. Because there's a number of young people who write too, and they haven't taken the step to get to the next level. Say, boy, I won't be published, but how? And I want you to explain that step. But you're a Christian young boy, right? And you give a narrative of you engage different types of people. And I thought I was the only one who tend to not gravitate, but be engaging people of different religious backgrounds when I was like 12, 13. I went to a private school and we had them from every different religion. And me trying to stay on a path where my belief was mine, I found challenging, right? Because they all had different ideas. And you said you have had conversations with atheists, agnostic type people, right? And non-believers, right? As a young boy, being a Christian, how do you find that you don't go and play, be tempted to go out and play and have fun, but go and serve God? And that is a big commitment.
I think God has called me to proclaim the good news that's found in Him. So He's been drawing me to basically defend the faith, and I have a liking to it. So I prefer helping others find Christ and grow in Him than I do basically playing outside or playing games.
Let me ask you, what denomination you are? And I'm being tongue-in-cheek trying to bait you, right? Just to have a fun conversation. To have a young minister like you who wants to spread the gospel, who's passionate, who's excited. I mean, you know what it is to be excited about Jesus all the time, right? Coming across people your age, you say, man, I could do that later on. I have time to be saved. I have time to follow Christ. Why don't you just come and have fun with us? How do you keep strong? How do you say, man, no, I got to go pray right now. I got to concentrate right now. No, use the devil. You're just trying to tempt me. How do you do that?
Okay, so I'm brethren, and I really think it's because the Holy Spirit helped me to realize that the kingdom of heaven was at hand and time is running out. I don't want anyone to miss it. So He basically just drew me in to fight for, help defend the kingdom. And really, it's just the Holy Spirit. And
No, I understand. Your response is matured. I wasn't this mature at 13 at all. I mean, I would have been all over the place, right? Your parents must be proud, and your parents are with you, right? Yes. You have Mr. and Mrs. Cox here with you. And I want to talk about the journey of him saying, I'm going to write this book. He said he wanted to be an evangelist to tell people that the end is near. You need to be committed, right? Hearing your son say that, Ms. Cox, at 12, 13, that, no, I got to tell these people, you need to commit to God. Yeah. You need to follow God. You as a young parent, right, like shepherding him, saying, I have a good son. How does that impact you? What do you think?
I am proud. You know, I'm very proud of him, but not surprised. Mm-hmm. Like he said, he studies apologetics. He enjoys defending the faith. And so I know that Taraj was, from he was born, I know that he was created for greatness.
He's special.
He was special.
Chosen.
He is special. He's chosen. You know, I know that from growing up. Because a lot of times I said to myself, Lord, you know, I needed him, not he needs me. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need him more than he needs me, okay? Because there are times when, you know, you get angry, you hold on to things, you hold grudge. And Taraj would say, what would Jesus do?
What would Jesus do?
Yeah, and if I'm upset or I'm in pain, let's pray about it. Mm-hmm. Everything is let's pray about it. Mommy, you need to forgive, you know? And that is the type of child he is. He is so forgiving. When I want to fight this battle, he said, no, mommy. Mm-hmm. We'll pray about it. Let the Lord fight it. And so this is from he was probably like around 5 or so. He had the spirit where anyone who he meets, they will be drawn to him, you know, because of the passion that he has for Christ and the love that he have for others. And so, yeah, I wasn't surprised, but I'm extremely proud, and I just pray for him and ask God to cover him, because it's not so often when you find young people, especially
and so young.
Young men.
And boy, yeah.
Yeah, to be on fire, to have that passion for God. So I am extremely, I'm sure his father, his family, everyone, we are proud of him.
That's Miss Cindy Cox, the mother of Taraj. I'm going to talk to Mr. Terrell Cox, right? Terrell, bring your mic a little closer to you. So Taraj comes to you and says, Daddy, I write something. I want to publish this. right? He 12, right? And your son say, I won't write a book. How do you, what do you say to that? What do you mean write a book? I know you write something down. This is nice, right? This is nice. I read it. It's nice. But to publish a book at 12, how did you assist him with that?
I assisted him by giving him love, moral support, and being there for him. When I first heard about the book, I was not surprised. Once Taraj says he's going to do something, he's going to do it. And so I try to be there for him, giving him, showing him the right way,
mm-hmm.
and allowing him to have positive interactions with persons, whether it be in the church or his peers, keeping him motivated. Yes. But I just stay there and give him that moral support and all that he needs. He comes to me, I try to provide it for him.
I'm not familiar with the Brethren faith, right? I mean, I know of it, but not intimately to say to have conversation about it. And I see there is like chapters about like the Holy Spirit, chapters about the difference between the flesh, sin, and Satan. These are heavy subjects. Does the Brethren faith like have classes to say, well, this is the steps you're doing, and then he interpreted how like these topics for a 13-year-old? I said, I would have never thought about these things at all at that age. Like, how do you come up with the topics then to interpret it, then to get that discernment to say, I'm going to write, and this is how I feel? How did that come about?
So I listen online to many Christians and atheists debates, and many of the topics atheists would bring up are the topics in my book and many of the questions they would ask. So really what I did was I learned the answers to the questions, connected it with scripture. Then I said, you know what? I want people who have these same questions to be able to read my book and find a simple answer, compacted with theology, but simple enough to understand. I wanted to give them a broken down answer in my book. So really, it was just listening to atheists, skeptics, agnostics, Christians debates, then reading the Bible for myself, and allowing the Holy Spirit to guide my thoughts, allowing him to help me to understand and break down complex questions.
Okay, so who's your target audience? This book is targeted towards who? Who should read this book?
Teenagers, adults, anyone who's interested in learning more about God and growing in the faith.
Okay. Have you ever considered, part of your ministry, having this debate? Because some of these topics, I like reading, right? But I would like to challenge somebody, like even challenge you. Like, say, I read this, you said this. How did you come to this conclusion? Have you ever done that yet, or that's something in the future?
Pardon me?
In terms of hosting people and same topics, mm-hmm. but basically having a discussion with them instead of just having them read it.
Oh, yes, sir. I love doing that.
Oh, that's the future then. Yeah. I can see that. So, Mom, let's talk about Cindy. Mom, Cindy, let's talk about him getting published. How did that step go about? He come, Mommy, this is it. I wrote it down now. How I can get this published?
Listen, he can teach all of us how we get it published. We did not help him at all.
My God.
At all. The only thing we did was give him the money. He reached out. Now, Taraj will be able to explain this better. But I know that he would have reached out to a lady at the bookstore, I think, the library? The University of Bahamas library.
So he went to University of Bahamas library. Said, yes. I won't get published.
Well, he researched who it was. He called and he emailed. He is very persistent. Mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes some people might say nagging, but, you know, he's persistent. You know, he reached out, you know, when he didn't get her. And I think she thought she was talking to an adult. She didn't realize she was talking to a 12-year-old. And he would email her and say, okay, he needed to get ISB number, right? I don't know if that was the first stage of it, right? But I know he reached out to Amazon, because his book is also online, Amazon, right? And so he reached out to them to see how we could get it on Amazon and also to get it in stores worldwide, well, to be able to purchase online worldwide, right? So this is all Taraj. He didn't
by himself. He did the research and said, I'm going to get this published.
It wasn't his sister. It wasn't his daddy. It wasn't me. It was him. He did everything. He came to us. And as a matter of fact, even with the bookstore here, he went to them, and the gentleman said, okay, do you have a consignment form?
Mm-hmm.
He had it right there. So it was Taraj. I cannot answer any of that. All I knew is he came to us and said, I need your credit card. To his dad.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it.
And daddy said, since you do all of this, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Let's get a book. Yes. So where can I find this book now, Taraj?
You can find it. I'm pretty sure it's on every online global
platform. So right. I go to Amazon and look, search it up. So yes, what I search up, what, a teenager's guide to following Christ?
Yes, sir.
Okay, or search your name, Taraj Cox, and then see what comes up, then start purchasing. What about here locally?
It's in Logos Bookstore.
Good bookstore in to Harbor have it Bay. In. Yeah, yeah.
And I'm trying to get it in, I will start trying to get it in Book World.
Okay, good. Okay. Oh, even chapter one, they'll be impressed. I once upon a time I had a book there. They put it on consignment. So, yeah, go there. I mean, I buy all my books from it. That's why I give a shout out. there. But I'm impressed. I'm thumbing through the book. It's a comprehensive book. To know that a 13-year-old wrote this and well researched in regards to this. I mean, especially as a Christian boy. And Christians out there, we need to come in and support you. Yeah. And even to welcome you to speak to student Christian movement groups, to encourage them to, man, you could do the same, especially if you embrace Christ, embrace the Christianity in general, to see someone so young, so passionate, so excited for the Lord, and then decide to get to the next level. Say, man, I can publish this. I'm going to go global with this and to make sure they have access to the book. And I'm enjoying the narrative of you doing your own research. Mm-hmm. Right? Doing your own research to writing the book, first of all. Then doing your own research of getting it published mm-hmm. by yourself. Mm-hmm. And then doing your own research of getting it into the bookstores here. Then getting the bookstores abroad, right? And then having parents who are proud of you to say, whatever you do is good. And I have my credit card here. That's what daddy say. Whatever, I have my credit card here to support you. But going back to dad, right, Mr. Cox, right? He come with you, this is a book, right? This is an investment. Right? I'm sure to publish a book is like about $700 to $900 forever. How much does it cost? How much did you pay anyway? Anyone know what the total was at the end?
I know that we ordered, because he's having a book launch, but I guess we could talk.
Let's talk about the book launch. But yeah. You ordered a book, go ahead. And then we talk about
book launch. So we ordered some books, but because he's the author, mm-hmm. he can order it at a discount. Because he, you know, we said to Raj, you're only selling this book for $10.
Mm-hmm.
Online, $8.99. I said, you know, you're not going to make anything. And he said, that's not the purpose of the book.
That's not the purpose of the book?
Yeah, he said, it's not, even though we're spending our money.
Yeah, yeah. You have a bigger calling.
It's not for profit.
About his father's business. Yes. That's what it is. It's about his father's business.
So the profit is to help him, I guess, to do whatever he needs to do to get more books. But he said, really, it is for him to get the word out there because the kingdom of God is near.
Mm-hmm.
And so when he said that, I just had to go quiet.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, no problem. So it is not really that expensive because he gets the author copy.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that a lot of my friends, my coworkers, a lot of family members, they was like, hey, I want 10 copies.
Yeah.
You know, I want this amount of copies. And we're going to try our best to support him. We are going to support him. And that's me and going and speaking to anyone who can get the books in school,
mm-hmm.
you know, and everything. But it wasn't that costly. So far, probably about just a few $100s.
Mm-hmm.
To get it, I would say declared and everything about mm-hmm. just say $500
because that's not bad.
It's online. Trying to make it affordable for mm-hmm. everybody, and it's only $8.99 online, and it's not in Logos as yet.
Yes.
But the manager, he was so impressed. It should be there by the end of the week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We just need to go and clear it. They should be here now, and we're going to make sure that you get a signed copy.
I understand. So, Terrell, in terms of your family and friends, that same response like your wife, that everybody wants to support your son?
Same response. Everyone in the church, they're waiting.
This could be a big book launch then. This could make some excitement. You're excited there, Terrell? No, I can imagine.
We're going to speak about this book launch on Saturday, coming at the church, Abundant Life.
Mm-hmm.
We could go ahead to go to our and pass the sea.
Well, go ahead.
So the book launch is at Abundant Life Bible Church.
Okay. let's start out a date. When is this book launch? I assume that you already ordered the book and now you're going to have it in-house and then you're going to have all of that. Go ahead. When is the book launch?
It's on the 28th.
The 28th of June?
Yes, sir.
Which day is that?
Saturday.
So Saturday.
Yes.
June 28th.
Yes.
At Abundant Life Church on Abundant Life Road.
Yes. That's
correct. You're having a big time book launch.
At
11 a.m. At 11 a.m.
Yes.
Right? I'm inviting the whole Bahamas and of course every brethren out there. All the brethren denomination to come out there for this big book launch and you will be there to sign your book. To give basically a reading, do a greeting and give a lecture on what the book is about and basically telling them the end time is near. There's a need now to seek out Christ and doing your mandate. So I'm excited for you.
Yes, sir. Me too.
But what were your friends? What are your friends them saying at school? They said, "Taraj, this Taraj, and he book, he's writing again. Taraj is the one who talked about God again. That's a Bible talking there."
Yeah.
So how are they, your friends, when they hear that you wrote a book?
My friends are very supportive, especially my close friends. They're cheering me on, saying, "Oh, this book taking too long. Hurry up, release the book. I want the copies first." So my friends are very supportive, always there for me, always cheering me on.
I envy, man. Yes. It is good. And I mean, you know, when you're proud to hear the narrative, and then you even become more proud to know that you put in the work. You put your shoulders to the wheel and said, "I'm going to get this published because I have purpose." And the purpose and the calling that you hear, this drumming inside the air, have you pushing forward. And pushing forward, like you said, the Holy Spirit has moved you. And now your parents are there to join you to say, "We will continue to support you," because they understand that you have a higher calling. And this higher calling is to get this message out. And this message now from first you speaking it, now you put it into words, right? Right. It's like the written word, you know, the spoken word is happening and then they write it into a written word. So I'm very impressed with that and I'm very supportive. So definitely, I guess I'll be out there on Friday, June 28th.
Saturday.
See, same thing. Bad with days. Saturday, June 28th.
Yes.
At Abundant Life Bible Church.
Yes.
And that's on Abundant Life Road.
Yes.
Right? And everybody is invited.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. How much the books will be costing? Like, what's the price you're going to be selling it here? Locally, you got to be a different price than what's on Amazon. So how much you plan to be selling it for? Plus, you had to import it, pay all them taxes and duties. It's different from them printing and sending it. So all of that thing. So have you decided on the price yet, or are you still working on it?
Still working on it.
Yeah. I'll go up to cheap. I cover Macklin. I'll pay $12.
I'll say this. Anyone who comes to the book launch, I think we discussed it.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get a special copy to Ash or
Yes, Mom.
Yeah, so we'll sell it for $10 for the book launch.
Yeah. And then you go in the bookstore, pay more.
And the bookstore we may.
Yeah.
May. No? We may.
So it's best to come out to the bookstore to get this discount.
Because this is going to be a special edition.
And special edition. And see the author. Take pictures with the author. And get it signed, right?
Yes.
And sometimes you want to be in the presence of the author too.
Yes.
To understand what exactly the emotions of it.
Yes.
You know,
We have to support. We have to support our young people, especially our young men. We have to support them when they're doing something positive.
The boys in your school doing these type things too? I know you go to a good school, but I mean, the boys in your school, they writing books? What are they doing?
Oh, boy.
I know you're special. I'm not just mentioning that you're special. You're a special young boy.
Yes,
so I understand you have a calling and you have no other choice. You have a mandate to do what you got to do. But they playing sports and stuff and then you writing books. Yeah. Congratulations, dear Taraj.
Thank you.
And before I go, I want your mom to remind us of the day, date, and time of the book launch. And if there are any phone contact, just in case someone want to call them and say, "I can't make it, but I want to get a book." So I want you to do all of that, Ms. Cox.
Okay, so the book launch is this Saturday.
This Saturday?
Uh-huh, the 28th of June at 11 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
to 12.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we're going to have refreshments.
Light refreshments, yes. This Saturday, 11. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And come join us here from the young author, Taraj Cox. Be inspired by him, like everyone else who meets him. They're inspired by him. Also, you can get your personal autograph.
Mm-hmm.
and a copy of the book, and we're asking you to share it and come and have a good time.
If someone want to get in contact with the author, how may I get in contact? I mean, of calling you, of course, you're the daddy, but
okay.
Go ahead.
I'll give him his father's number.
Go ahead.
376-6442.
Mm-hmm. Repeat that one more time.
376-6442. And that's Terrell Cox. Well, that's Taraj Dad.
Yes.
Okay.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And congratulations once again, Taraj Cox.
Thank you.
Okay. Also, I want to
say thank you to...
Go ahead.
To the church.
Go ahead.
A special thank you to my church for supporting me and my pastor, Pastor Cranston Knowles.
Mm-hmm.
He's my mentor. And he guides me through the process of talking to atheists and all these different faiths and worldviews. And a special thank you also to my parents and my sister, Charcy, my friends, for supporting me, giving me encouragement.
Yeah. God is good.
Yes.
Congratulations both to Mr. and Mrs. Cox, and of course to you, Taraj. We're going to take a break right here. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Have a wonderful day. We'll be right back.
It's your girl, Coach Trish Hanna, and guess what? I'm over here now on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM with Your Lane Talk Show. Starting Sunday, July 6th at 4 p.m., I'm bringing you real talk and fresh perspective on everything that matters to us as women. Relationships, beauty, finances, faith, and so much more. I'll continue to bring transparency to taboo topics as I aim to empower, encourage, and educate women of all ages, stepping boldly out of the four walls and into media. So tell a friend and tune in every Sunday at 4 p.m. We're walking in your lane on Guardian Talk Radio.
Let's have a conversation on what we face every day. It's Your Lane Talk Show with Coach Trish Hanna.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Sign up now for the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic. This is our 30th year, and we are doing it big. Sign up for 13 and under Tropical Gyro, 16 and under the Myers Group, Sun Oil, 20 and under in the Church Group, We Buy, You Sell, the Design Group in the Open Division, and for the first time, the Jamaica Bahamas Corporate Division. Competition begins July 14th to the 20th at the Hope Center. And then Kendall Isaacs. That's the Michael Scooter Reed Peace on the Streets Basketball Classic, where we shoot hoops instead of guns.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Today, I have basically church royalty. You know what it is to have a church open up for 180 years in the Bahamas? what has histories spiraling from 180 years to this present time. They, my guests, and their church, their home church, is celebrating 180 years of being in the Bahamas and serving their community. They serve the community of Grahamstown. And mind you, they've been on the show before, the church that is, but it's big celebration. They have like a whole 2, 3, 4, 5 weeks worth of celebration. And I said, come on, let me hear what St. Agnes Church. Where is it? What, every Anglican church have a nickname, a church
the
name.
The Cathedral Over the Hill.
See, there you go. St. Agnes Church, the Cathedral Over the Hill. They have members here in studio who's going to be talking about 180 years the church has been open, and they have big celebration. And I'm saying, hey, come on and tell me, because I already missed one or two, right, all the celebrations, right? I said, then tell me what the rest, what else you all doing? And I have in studio, I have Miss Hannah, right? Rosemary Hannah. And I have Preston Ferguson. These good Anglican names I find that they have, right? Who are in studio, right? They're being selected to give me details of what next is happening, how the church is celebrating. And I also want to hear also what has gone and transpired. So first, let's get a narrative of 180 years, a narrative of St. Agnes, right, and their celebration, and then a narrative of what all has already passed. Then we go on to what all is to come. Is that good? That's so who's good. Going to speak on start that narrative?
So, you know, St. Agnes actually started in 1841 as a school for the black children in the community at the corner of Coburn Street and Coburn and Lewis Streets, Coburn and Market Streets. And a few years later, it was moved to the present site. And there have been many changes in the construction, and we were destroyed by a hurricane in 1929, rebuilt and everything. But this church has been going from strength to strength ever since 1845, and it was dedicated.
1845,
180 years ago.
My gosh. Okay. And so now you're celebrating. What all have you all been doing for the celebration for 180 years so far?
During the 180th anniversary, events that happened so far, we had the Spelling Bee, which we involved the small children. We had the Jazz in the Garden, involving local artists, and even Tamale School. We also had the Fun Run Walk and health screening. June 1st, we had the Back to St. Agnes. So those members who were there now, if you have left and you came back, we had a service for them.
The Great Return.
The Great Return.
We call it the Homecoming.
The Homecoming.
We also had the ACM. They had a men's retreat leading up to that time. And Sunday pass, we had the Grand Concert, the Grand Variety Concert. So if you have missed that, you miss a treat.
So that's all the things I've missed so far in the celebration.
So far, yes.
So far.
But there's other big things happening for St. Agnes?
Yes.
For the 180
One of the other big thing that is happening will be this Saturday. This Saturday, June 28th.
When you say this Saturday, you mean coming soon.
Coming soon, June 28th. It's the Grand Ball. The Right Reverend Leish and the Honorable Leish Boyd and Mrs. Boyd. That's who will the in patronage of them.
When you say ball, what do you mean by ball?
Ball?
It's a ball. It's a celebratory ball. A party or just celebrating the...
So food?
Oh, lots of food.
Food,
dancing,
drinks, dancing.
Lots of dancing too.
It'll be high-end ball or it'll be...
Very high-end.
You got to explain to me what happened.
Hey, it's not called a banquet.
Strictly
it's not
formal.
A banquet, it's a ball.
It's a ball.
Give a narrative now. So people like me who have money on the side, if I want to attend this ball, I can't come half-stepping. This is nice.
No, you got to come dressed right.
Long gown.
Nice.
It's a gown. It's a formal ball then.
Very formal. Black tie and formal gowns for ladies.
Oh, so let me give you some information on
please.
That. The ball is the 28th of June.
This Saturday coming.
This Saturday. Cocktails will start at 6:45. Dinner will start at 7:45. It's a dress formal affair.
Complete formal. I haven't seen that in a while.
The bands that will be there are a store and the Spang Band.
Mm,
we also have DJ Gary Super Johnson and our own Danielle Dorsett, a member of our church, will be performing.
Nice.
MCs for that evening will be Mr. Jerome Sawyer and
you're Ms. going all out.
Fantella Chipman Roll.
Okay.
Silent Auctions will be a surprise. You don't want to miss it.
Mm.
Lots of surprise. Ticket now. Tickets are still available. We're looking at
how much for the ticket?
The tickets are priced at $200. Listen, $200. And that's called the Ruby Ticket. Where you can get a table of 10.
Ruby Ticket.
Yes, and you can get a table of 10 for $2,000. Or you could purchase the Platinum Ticket. The Platinum Ticket is $300.
Hey, why don't you pause for Ferguson? I hear Ruby and Platinum. What I get for the Ruby and what I get for the Platinum? Because that's two different tiers.
Yes. The Platinum Ticket, you will be sitting close to the dance floor or very close to the dance floor.
I don't sit close to the bishop.
Okay. Well, you could in that area.
If I can spend my money, I would sit close to the bishop.
And you will get, for that Platinum, you get extra special sparkling wine.
Nice. Oh,
right.
Nice.
Okay, also, we will provide other valet parking.
Mm-hmm.
You will be on it on that day.
For the Platinum?
No, for everyone.
Oh, they have valet parking for everybody attending?
Yes. Well, hold on. Now you'll have to probably pay for the valet parking.
So now let me start all over, because I got excited now. Where the ball happening?
At Bahama.
So you're spending some money. Yes. I understand.
Like they say, St. Agnes is not going half step.
No.
180 years?
100, yeah.
So if you have not gotten your ticket as yet, some tickets are still available and going fast, so you can get those tickets at the church office.
Does Hannah have tickets?
The office hours are Monday to Friday. Friday is the last day.
Mm-hmm.
From 9 to 4.
Church have a phone number?
Yes.
325-2640.
Say that again, Miss Anna.
325-2640.
And I could buy the Ruby or the Platinum ticket from the church?
Yes.
And it's going to be at Bahama.
Bahama.
And it's going to be this Saturday coming.
This Saturday. You don't want to miss that.
What time the cocktail start again?
Cocktail starts at 6:30.
6:30.
Dinner starts at 7:45.
Let me ask you this. When you say cocktails, I mean, that's an open bar type thing?
Well, of course.
Okay, just making sure that what I get. So when I come there, I just, sometimes I like stand up and say, I'm moving from here for a while, right? Because I won't get my $200 worth.
Hey, you will get a glass of wine.
I can do that quick.
Yes, that's fine.
I just make sure I can stand up there.
Cocktail starts at 6:45. That's what it says.
Okay. And when time dinner start?
7:45.
So from 6:45.
1 hour.
To 7:45, I can stand up next to the cocktail booth. And be nice.
Very nice.
I appreciate this. I appreciate that knowledge. Go ahead. That's a cocktail. I don't want to go over the music and the entertainment quick, right? Repeat who all is going to be performing and the MCs one more time for the Ruby ticket, which is $200. You can buy it from the church. Or the Platinum ticket, which is $300. Right? And this ball is under the patronage of Reverend, the Right Honorable Leish Boyd.
And his wife. Yes.
Right? And it's going to be at the Bahama, right? And it's going to be this Saturday. Repeat again who all will be performing.
Performing the bands are Arastor.
Arastor and the Spank Band.
And the Spank Band.
Mm-hmm.
The DJ, Gary Super Johnson.
Mm.
And we have our own, Daniel Dorsett, who will be performing. The MC for the evening will be...
Daniel Dorsett, he's singing or what do you play?
Daniel Dorsett is a young lady.
Yes. Does she sing?
Oh.
Beautiful.
She'll blow you out.
Okay, Robert, go continue.
And the MC for the evening will be Mrs. Jerome Sawyer and Fantella Chipman Roll.
Nice.
Remember now, you can win a surprise. You'll win a lot of prizes.
We have a special auction. Both of our MCs are members of St. Agnes.
Nice.
I
did not know.
They are excellent.
But Ferguson mentioned prizes. There's door prizes. There's raffle. What's happening with prizes? You shouldn't have mentioned prizes. I want to hear about the prizes now.
Door prizes. And you have the auction. The auction is a surprise.
Mm-hmm. So you have a silent auction.
Yes.
Right? And where you come in and you do your viewing and bid and to get whatever that big prize is. Mm-hmm.
Yes,
and
sir.
There's also door prizes too?
Yes, sir.
I like that.
If you miss the church office, you could also contact Ms. Kemp, Danielle Kemp. Her number's 449-4646.
And that's like if you want to pick up the ticket for last minute.
Yes.
Type thing. Okay. I need just in case I missed it on Friday, because Friday was to be the deadline, I can tell Ms. Kemp, bring ticket at the door, I come in. No?
No, I don't know.
You better try and find it.
That's why I gave you that number.
Yeah, let me call her beforehand.
We don't want to do any mix of business at the door.
Good. So that's the big ball that's happening on Saturday. What else is St. Agnes doing for the 180th celebration?
On July 12th.
July 12th.
Which is the actual day.
Okay.
July 12th is the actual day of the dedication. 9 o'clock that morning.
Which day is that?
That's a Saturday.
Saturday again.
Yes.
Okay.
9 o'clock that morning would be Mass. You know, like they say, St. Agnes is the only church in the country that has Mass every day.
Every day?
Every day. So if you work
twice a day.
I can just show up. Oh, okay. Good.
Yes. So every day, Monday to Sunday or Sunday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So if you miss Sunday, you can't say, well, I didn't get a chance to go to church mm-hmm. or have your communion
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
every day. So that's the actual day, July 12th, Saturday, July 12th, and Mass at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
At 10 o'clock that same day, there is a prayer brunch. If you like the paint, that same day between 12 and 2, we'll have a sip and paint competition.
So July can be a busy day.
Busy day. This whole year is a busy day. After the 12th.
We have three events on one day just now.
Listen, after the 12th, activities will continue through the year.
But let's stick to on the 12th now. Because I already get the ball. I hash out the ball now. Now, you called three different events on the 12th, you know.
Yes.
So you need to hash out the three different events so I can say, I don't go to St. Agnes.
Yes.
And now I'm going to be invited. I need to understand what I come into. Regular Mass.
That's 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. I understand.
After that 9 o'clock, we have a prayer brunch. That's at 10.
So you, on a Saturday.
It's a Saturday morning we're talking
yes,
about.
Yes,
so
sir.
After Mass, there is food. See, that's why I heard. I don't know if I had to pay for the
it's
food.
It's a prayer brunch. No.
They just come there and pray and get food?
No, it's no pay.
I used to that.
Well, let's look at it. St. Agnes Church has always been, I wouldn't say the feeding church. Very generous. On Tuesday, every Tuesday, St. Agnes feeds over 500 persons. Every Tuesday. Yes.
I'm going to pause that because I know we're celebrating, right? But now you talk about feeding ministry. And you said every Tuesday, people can just come there and get food?
Yes.
Every Tuesday?
Every Tuesday. We don't turn you away.
Just come.
Oh. We know that we are in that area which we have a lot of need.
You're in the inner city.
Yeah. And so our rector will always say, hey, when they come, if you have it, just give it to them. Like I said, despite what we have ongoing projects that do,
mm-hmm.
whatever money is be raised, he will always say part of that money or something out of that money
mm-hmm.
has to go to help the less fortunate.
And the people in the community.
Yes.
Because the community is challenged.
Yes.
You know, and the church knows that because that's the history of the church.
Yes.
Right? To help the community. And you continue that for now.
You will
for
always
over 180 years you've been given back.
Now, while on that same path,
mm-hmm.
we talked about July 12th. On the 13th, that's the actual service, which will have a 3 pontifical high mass.
Okay. We're going on the 13th soon, but let's finish the 12th.
We'll finish the 12th.
Let's finish the 12th.
Go ahead.
There's two events you said so far on the 12th. No, you said the mass?
Well, actually, three.
That's what I said. You only said two. I won't go on the third one. What's the third one?
The third one is a sip and paint competition.
What time is that?
From 12 to 1, 1 to 2.
It's like an all-day thing.
All day.
So
right,
9 o'clock.
Right around the church. Everything will be done right there at the church, on the church grounds, so, or in the gardens of St. Agnes.
So I come there at 9 o'clock. That's the service. 10 o'clock is the food. And then 11 o'clock? That's where your time is?
12.
12 o'clock?
12 to 1,
you
1
been,
to 2.
You have been painting?
Sip and paint competition.
Sip and paint. I got to pay for that, though?
No.
That's another thing free?
Can you sip and paint?
I mean, I can sip, but I can always humble myself and paint something. Mm-hmm. So how you're doing that? I mean, you just show up. Do I need pink brushes or anything? Or
well, I think they will provide some of it. So if you might have your own utensils, you can bring.
I can do that.
Yes.
But they'll have some basic thing there.
Yes.
Oh, that's nice. And you'll have some kind of professional painter who would be
well, we have
me.
To.
Yeah. High end. I like that. And is it open for just St. Agnes people or us people who are on top of the Holy Hill in Fox Hill? Can I come?
No, man.
It's open to the public.
Open to the public. That's nice. That's real nice. So almost a whole day. And now we're now on the 13th now.
Okay, on the 13th, like I said, that's a Sunday.
Sunday.
3 high pontifical mass.
You need to explain what a high pontifical mass is.
Hey, everything is brought out. The sounds, the incense, the candles,
So I'm assuming this is not a homily.
No.
So this is a full mass.
We have
thing.
Mass at 7 o'clock in the morning on the 13th, 10:30 in the morning, and then we will come back at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, where we'll have big dignitaries are invited to that service. And after the service, You'll have
is this what you call Patrono?
No, Patrono is in January.
Oh, okay. No, you can explain these things to me. Educate me. So this could be at 4 o'clock.
That's the Feast of Dedication. The date of the dedication of the church.
Okay.
So the 12th of July is the actual dedication day. We'll be celebrating the feast on the Sunday.
Okay, I understand. Go ahead. Explain the 13.
What Patronal Fest will actually where we celebrate St. Agnes. That's in the name of the church.
I understand.
And then on the 13th, we celebrate the dedication of
the church. The church opening type thing.
Yes.
Now, the next very important thing that's coming up, the very next thing that's coming up is our big exhibition.
Okay.
Historical exhibition at the
Mohawk. You and John, because you like to take pictures.
Well, yeah, I'm using a lot of my pictures, and I'm still struggling and looking for pictures now and asking for people right now to send me some more pictures. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we're having this exhibition at the Mohawk Marathon beginning on Thursday, the 3rd of July.
So July 3rd. You're going to be at the Mohawk
Marathon. At the Mohawk Marathon, Center Court.
Center Court.
And it's going to be running until Tuesday, the 8th of July.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a complete historical history of St. Agnes Church from the very beginning.
So old pictures.
It's showing very old pictures, new pictures, and the different stages of the church. When it was destroyed by the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
rebuilt, and when he had put in the new choir loft and all the new construction.
Mm-hmm.
And if you were to go down into the our church area now, you'll see that the entire block from Market Street over to Blue Hill Road, where the church mm-hmm. is, from the schoolroom, is St. Agnes property, basically.
Yes, you're buying the whole block. I see that.
We purchased the Aeneas building, which has been beautifully refurbished.
Beautiful.
We've just redone the schoolroom.
I see that.
And the church, of course, is absolutely beautiful. But getting back to the exhibition, we'll be having photographs from way, way back, And throughout the exhibition, we will have TV screens streaming and showing photographs of different families and activities and things that are going on at St. Agnes Church.
Mm-hmm.
So that event is going to begin at 6 p.m. on the 3rd of July at the Mohawk Marathon.
Then let's go over that again. 6 p.m. in the evening.
6 p.m. at the Mohawk Marathon.
And this is which month again?
July.
July.
The 3rd of July.
3rd. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the launch.
It's be there until the 8th of July, and then we'll move it down to the parish hall at the church.
Okay.
So the people in the local area will be
able to have easy access
to it. And after that's all said and done, we will put up like a sort of mini exhibition at the church that would be sort of like a permanent thing. But the main thing is we would like everybody to come to the exhibition because it's going to be very, very exciting. And I think people will be happy to see their relatives and themselves actually be up on the TV screens and all like that, you know?
Yes.
So it's going to be very, very good. And I encourage everybody to come.
I know Anglican churches in general tend to have families who like this family been attending this church
for generations. Yes, yes.
It would be good to see.
We're focusing on the
family. Nice.
That's when we had the homecoming service the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was focused on the families.
Nice.
And on that particular service, we actually honored 11 families who had been there for generations.
Yes, yes,
and that's
what
we usually do every year. We have this homecoming service. And we call people who are former St. Agnes members who may have gone to other parishes or other churches to come back, to tell them to come back home and celebrate with us. And that's what we're all about.
Will there be a curator, that's how you pronounce it, at the exhibition? So in case I want to ask questions, say who this rector is.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Okay. Will you have all the pictures of all the old rectors too?
Everybody.
Everyone.
Oh, everyone. All of the curates, all of the assistant priests who have served at St. Agnes dating back to 1845.
That means every Anglican should pass by to see this.
Yes, yes, yes.
This could be a big event.
We have photographs of everybody.
Okay.
And all of the activities have been going on through the church throughout the years.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So is that the last event or are there more things you're doing to celebrate?
Well, the 13th will be our really big, big event.
Mm-hmm.
The person was just talking about with the dedication on the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, we will be producing a commemorative 180th anniversary commemorative coffee table book.
Yeah, or a big book.
That's a very large undertaking.
Yeah.
So that won't be produced and maybe won't be published and maybe sometime early next year.
Okay.
But a lot of the information that we're gathering for the exhibition and much more will be included in that book.
Okay.
And that will be a real authentic history book.
Mm-hmm. I'm impressed that of so much that St. Agnes is doing. And I know the church is very active. Every so often you call and say, hey, we're having this event at the church where the children are welcome and everything paid for. I like talking about St. Agnes. I always ask, do I have to pay? No, it's free. I said, okay, this is good. Everything tends to be paid for.
And then I also want to mention another almost free thing that we do is with the Dorcas House. We have some property on Lewis Street that was donated to the church by the O'Brien family.
Okay.
And during the time when Father Rodney Burroughs was there,
mm-hmm.
it was his brainchild to say, why don't we do like a Dorcas House? And what we do there, we have very good clothing, shoes, and other items that people from the church donate
yeah.
to Dorcas House. And people can come and get those at very low fees, you know, if they want to do that. Very popular spot, and
nice.
They can get very, very good items there at Dorcas House. And that's open from on Mondays and Fridays from 10 to 12.
Okay. Community seems to be a big thing
for St. Agnes. Oh, yes.
Right? And you tend to extend yourself trying to welcome the community that's adjacent to the church and say, come. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know? And you know, another thing that we do, people will often see Father Cartwright and the little acolytes on Saturday mornings. They actually drive around.
Really?
Drive around picking up garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Picking up garbage. And of course, you must come and visit the gardens of St. Agnes.
I was going to ask, who is responsible for all those hanging plants you all have all over the place?
One, Michaela Strawn. She is just...
Kudos awesome. To Michaela Strawn.
Michaela Strawn. She's just wonderful.
I mean, it's a garden for true.
And she has two helpers. Esnell, I've forgotten the other gentleman's name, but they are working in that garden every day.
And it's expanding.
And of course, Father Cartwright puts his hand into two, you know.
You have a green thumb?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Oh, yes. He loves beautiful. He loves beauty. You know, when he came to St. Agnes Church, he came like a whirlwind of activity.
Mm-hmm. He had ideas.
He renovated the bathrooms, mm-hmm. the parish hall, and the upstairs parish hall, and all of those places that have been renovated now. And the church now, I think we've finished with the renovations in the church, eh, Press?
They're still doing some tidying up.
Painting and other little stuff like that. But he is constantly on the move. And St. Agnes is just on the move.
Is the church energetic and excited to be part
of the game? Yes, love and energy into the church.
Getting this now infectious then. Everybody's doing it.
Most certainly is.
Okay.
Most certainly is.
You know, on a given time, you come by St. Agnes, just say preparing for Patronal Festival, the hottest dedication is coming up. You pass by church Saturday, you'll wonder if you're having a service or some activity. It's person just there, working, helping.
Okay.
Because they want to always keep the standard of St. Agnes High.
Tell me which day is the free food again.
The free food is on the...
Okay, actually, the 12th and the 13th.
Okay. 2 days.
Two days.
And you also have high-end food. You know, it don't be no like you know, take this. It's
no,
like, can
no,
I get an extra plate?
No.
Mind, listen, even on the when we do the feeding program, mm-hmm. persons will think, we give them dinners.
Real dinners?
Dinners. Yeah, no little sausage. I mean, nothing is wrong with it.
No, I ain't
but
saying
home-cooked food. 500 persons or plus... Home cooked.
This is why I ask now to give a plug in for the person who in that ministry, who heads that ministry, who makes sure there's food and stuff like that. I just like appreciate people who.
We've got cooks like Patricia Mitchell and her daughter Michelle.
I love calling names, so forgive me.
Clement King,
mm-hmm.
Karen Strawn, and there are a lot of others. I don't remember the names.
Some other place.
That's a strong team. They call themselves Team St. Agnes.
Team St. Agnes.
They wear their red shirts every.
I see yours wear shirts.
Team St. Agnes, you know. Everybody's so
you will not believe a lot of that, if not all, a lot of that food serving comes from donations.
Really?
Yes, it does.
People just like to donate. You're having this, donate.
So, and in the exhibition, we'll have pictures of all of those people, the people who do the feeding and all of that, the different ministries in the church. We have about quite a number of ministries, the prayer ministry, the music ministry, social outreach. Christian formation. We'll have pictures of all of those about all of them.
We have about 40 more seconds, and I want you to go over everything that will be, like, running down quickly what's going to be happening for the next couple of days. From the 28th, go for it.
Okay, from the 28th, we have the ball at Bahama. The 28th, the ball at Bahama. July 3rd to the 8th, we have the exhibition at the Mall of Marathon. On July 12th, it's the actual feast. At the actual dedication service, we're having a mass, we're having a prayer brunch, we're having the sipping paint. And on July 13th, which is the actual three pontifical high mass service, 10:07 in the morning, 10:30 in the morning, and the big one will be at 4 in the afternoon. And after, there will be a food fest in the gardens of St. Agnes.
And remind us who director there now at St. Agnes?
Archdirector is Archdeacon Keith Nathaniel Cartwright.
Yes. And St. Agnes is celebrating 180 years of being dedicated. And all of the Anglican community and, of course, the community at large are being invited to come and celebrate with them. And, of course, Saturday coming is the big event, that big ball, the grand ball. And of course, Preston in the list of all the other activities that's happening. I'm excited. I will turn out. I encourage all the Anglican community. You want to say something else before you go?
The lecture series. I'm sorry.
You missed that?
We have to talk about the lecture. Mm-hmm. The Young People, which is on July 8th, and it's focusing on the young people, and all the participants in the lecture will be the youth of St. Agnes.
You need to invite, have them call me so we can invite them.
July 8th.
Yes, please invite
July
them.
July 8th again. At 7 o'clock at St. Agnes Anglican Church. Good. July 8th at 7 o'clock at St. Agnes Anglican Church.
This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Ms. Hannah. Thank you very much, Mr. Ferguson. St. Agnes, 180 years is a big deal. Serving the community of Grandstown and being sound there. Thank you very much and have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.